Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Yeah, you got a few fans out there. So people, at first it was people would mention me, right? Yes. Not always in the positive light. They'd be like, when does this guy shut up, right?
This guy. All he does is yell.
Yeah, all he does is yell and not let his co-host talk, which is true.
Those were the early reviews. Yeah.
I think one on CastBox said something about somebody check on Chrissy.
That's right.
What kind of weird stuff do you and Jeff get into in the bedroom?
Brian.
What? Brian? What do you mean? It's a commercial break. What do you mean, Brian? Do you guys like to... Is there like a little dress-up sometimes?
I've been known to dress up.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. See, that's I'm not asking for all the details. Yeah. I'm just asking for some. Yeah. You got to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're not getting another job after this, so fucking forget about it.
I don't know.
Today, we're going to actually try me looking into the bowl like a normal cat would. I'm really excited about it.
Okay, got some milk for you.
This guy's like, whatever you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Here's a bowl of milk.
Yeah.
What can I get you next?
I've set up a litter box in the laundry room.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com to collect your earnings. Hey, we're better than most, but not better than the best.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how it works.
That was from a review that we got,
wow.
Which we just want to say a big shout out and thank you. We wish we could respond to the reviews and give like at least like a heart, emoji.
Nah, fuck those guys.
I personally would like to thank everybody.
Chrissy wants to be all nice to everybody on the podcast universe, but Brian knows better. You're just making fun of us silently. The people who don't like us never say a word. For every review, there's 10,000 people that hate us. All right, we'll go over a few of them.
Yeah,
I don't want to be one of those shows, but I guess we'll be one of those shows today.
Yeah.
Everybody does this whole trick. Leave a review and I'll talk about you on the podcast. All right, we'll do it once.
We're getting a lot of Frankie B.
Everybody wants Frankie B back, but I got to be honest about this. So I was just telling Chrissy, because, it's part of this is because I feel like we have worn the fuck out of Frankie B. We did 10 episodes about Frankie B in total. That's a lot to just bounce on one character, right? And now, while he certainly is my favorite TCB foil of all time, I wish we could... Honestly, I'd start a separate podcast just for Frankie B. Like the Frankie... I don't know what we'd call it. Frankie TCB or whatever we want to call it. But the truth is, Frankie does not release content like he used to.
Yeah, he used to release it all the time.
And I guess he doesn't have that big of a following. So I suppose if we had been doing this for 4 years and still only had 200 views or listeners, we might think differently about TCB.
I think he's concentrating on his salon suite.
Salon suite! Look at my body! Look at my salon suite! Frankie B, favorite foil of the commercial break. You can go back. Most of the episodes are named Frankie B something. But and we made an executive decision about 2 months ago to just put Frankie B to bed. Not literally, but put Frankie B to bed.
Let's tuck him in.
Night-night, Frankie. Thanks, guys.
We gave him a little melatonin.
I appreciate it. Remember, she tells you she doesn't like you. That means she's just waiting for you at her house. Knock on her door.
If she uses a cell phone, she's cheating.
Yeah, if she uses her cell phone, she's cheating. Good night, Frankie. Good night, guys. But we made the executive decision to just like retire Frankie for right now. And I said, I left the door open. More Frankie B episodes. But
we didn't completely shut the door.
I think we got to push ourselves outside of the Frankie B realm to do other stuff besides Frankie B. It's just too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. It's like,
it is.
I don't know. If you were the greatest baseball if you're the greatest hitter in the history of baseball and someone only threw you 75 mile per hour fastball.
Are you comparing us to the greatest baseball player of all time?
Listen, if they have a podcast Hall of Fame.
We're not as good as the best.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not as good as the best.
We're better than most, but not as good as the best. That's right. That's the new tagline for the commercial break. Which, by the way, we change taglines every 3 minutes. We're going to be known as the commercial break, the podcast with the most taglines. I can't say one more thing at the beginning of this show. It's going to kill my voice. All right. You want to read one or you want me to read one? Let's just read a couple. Let's not make this a whole episode about podcast reviews.
Okay.
Leave that for Podcast Magazine.
So this show's not for everyone. Is it for me? Still not sure, but I can't stop listening.
Hey, I'll take that.
That's that podcast crack.
That guy was slid in the side alley. He's like, oh, I guess. I guess it's okay. Yeah. Why even bother putting a review? It's mediocre. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those shows that not everyone gets, but if you do get it, then you're probably lying to impress your friends. I love someone lies to impress their friends.
I know. If you're lying about the commercial, yeah, you should lie about the commercial break, actually. It's called Suck Monkey. That guy left it. Yeah. Suck Monkey. Suck Monkey. I love it. All right. Okay. This guy, GL, says, this is a hilarious podcast and a great escape from our busy, crazy world. Keep up the great work from GL. Thanks,
yep,
GL.
Yep, yep. Thanks, GL. We got another one here. I'm a listener for a few months, and I have to agree.
Like we've turned into full-blown afternoon drive radio at this point.
Honk, honk. It's your afternoon drive. That's basically
welcome
what
back
happening.
To WFUCK. We're here. Let's take some callers on the hotline. Let's talk to Mary in Minnesota. Hey, Mary. I love you guys. You're so great. Thanks, Mary. Da, 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 da.
Well, specifically, I want to say a shout out to whoever said best to you, Chrissy, with a purple heart.
Oh, yeah. There are people that, yeah, you got a few fans out there. So people, at first, it was people would mention me, right? Yes. Not always in the positive light. They'd be like, when does this guy shut up, right? This guy.
All he does is yell.
Yeah, all he does is yell and not let his co-host talk, which is true.
Those were the early reviews. Yeah.
I think one on CastBox said something about somebody check on Chrissy.
That's right.
Fuck you.
But anyways, we love them. Keep them coming.
Okay, I just want to read, lest you think it's all horseshoes and sunshine. Rocky 45554 says, and he gives us 4 stars, but this is my favorite of the group, of the recent group batch of reviews. Going to cut the thick love being spread around this and most podcast reviews. This is a quote, good end quote comedy podcast. Not great, good. He had to point that out. Not great, good. The hosts are funny at times, hilarious on occasion, but there are true duds in the catalog. No shit, you don't say. We got 400,000 episodes of this shit. You think it's all gravy? Yeah,
it's hard to stay on point every time.
I wonder if volume over quality is a challenge here. Yes, it is. Yes. I'll just let you know that right now.
That's why we welcome your content ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Would I recommend it? I probably would tell someone to give it a try if they ask.
Should I give this
would
podcast
I go
a
out,
try?
Yeah, would I go out of my way to tell someone to listen to this? Maybe not. Better than most, not as good as the best. That's my favorite. Hey, that is an honest review that I can appreciate because I think that about sums up the commercial break.
Absolutely.
In a nutshell. Hey, guys, thanks very much for the reviews. We really appreciate everybody. You know, if you haven't, take 2 seconds. Whatever, who cares? Take it, do it or don't do it. I don't give a shit.
Just give us 5 stars.
Yeah, just give us 5 stars.
Say unfunny.
That's all we care about. That's all Apple cares about. That's all we care about. Just give us 5 stars. Say unfunny. Best to you. Yeah. Whatever you want. Have you heard, and I don't know, maybe you've heard about this. Have you heard about this new building in Saudi Arabia that is going to be called The Line?
No.
Okay. So get this. This is crazy. And this is not necessarily like wacky or funny, but I just thought I'd bring it up on the show as a, you know, kind of a news of the world type thing.
Did you get this from the fax machine?
I actually got this from FACTS. That's right. Yep. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has announced a public-private, I think they're all public-private in Saudi Arabia. I don't think you do anything without the government's approval. But anyway, they have announced a 75-mile-long single building. Get this.
Wow.
The building is going to be the large, long. Okay. It's going to be like four football. It's going to be 30 stories in the air. I think it was 30 stories in the air. It's going to be about 4.5 football fields wide, and it is going to be 75 miles long.
Wow.
It's one building. It's one continuous building, and it's going to have it's a city, right? It's a city in one building.
Enclosed.
Refractive glass, solar, wind, the whole nine yards, eco-friendly gardens, whole thing.
What was that thing years ago where they had the globe thing where people went and lived in like the eco globe and it was supposed to be all self-contained?
Yeah, wasn't Pauly Shore in that?
I think so.
Pauly Shore
might have been on MTV.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did that.
Remember, it was like the eco globe.
Do you know who was behind that?
No.
Steve Bannon.
Oh, what?
Steve Bannon did that. Yeah, it was called the terrarium or something.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to mimic all of the environments of Earth in a globe, in the desert. Didn't work out because Steve Bannon, that's why it didn't work out. But I'm sure it was a great press for him. But this thing is, they have the money and they have the ability to do this. I think the Saudi Arabians do. And they're building it from the sea down through this like gully into the desert. And so it's going to be the most amazing thing. Get this. They're going to have a high speed train to get from one end to the other.
Wow.
And it's still going to take you 30 fucking minutes to get from one end to the other.
Yeah.
That's in fucking sane.
Maybe longer than that. Like I'm thinking of MARTA. If I take the train here from downtown up here.
What's a high speed train?
Right.
So it'll be going like 200 miles per hour.
Okay.
But yeah, I just love these engineering feats that
cool.
It's amazing. You remember when those, the UAB people, the United Arab Emirates, they tried to put world shaped islands out and they were dumping sand everywhere and killing all the fishes.
Yeah, apparently it's not working.
Nah, it didn't work out too well for them.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's like a palm tree shape.
There's seven of them.
Yeah.
There's a palm tree. There's the universe.
Okay.
There's the world. There's the palm. The palm was the only one that was actually completed.
For stealing all the sand.
Well, they have them. They live in a desert. They have a bunch of sand. They don't have to worry about sand. But they were dredging it up from the...
Yeah.
Just the amazing capacity, even to think about something like that, is just amazing. They also tried to do the world's biggest theme park. They were going to do a 600 square mile theme park, and Universal was going to be in there, and I think at Disney at one point. They were going to put all these theme parks together in one place. There's only one problem with UAB, which, by the way, I've heard is very beautiful to attend.
Yes,
it's all the entire industry is all built on tourism, and it's not exactly the most friendly place. I've heard lots of my friends have been there, and my dad has been there, and you won't get in any trouble as long as you're not smoking, spitting, drinking, talking
sex.
In a bikini, kissing in public, holding hands with a woman, showing your face. Like there's a bunch of stuff that you can do.
Yes.
When you put something in the middle of Florida, they don't give a shit what you do in Florida. Have you been to Florida?
They're encouraged.
That's why Disney is doing so well down there. Yeah, that's right. But even Disney's having trouble down in Florida.
True.
There are fist fights left and right down there. The fuck are people thinking?
Those passes. The heat.
It's the heat. It gets to your brain. When you got children, when you got kids.
You're hungry, you're thirsty, you're tired.
You paid $4,500 for half a day at the fucking Magic Kingdom, and they let 300,000 other motherfuckers in there at the same exact time, so you can't got on any damn ride. And then what they do is now they want you to go on an app to make a reservation for everything. You have to make a park reservation, you have to reserve your rides, you have to reserve when you're going to eat. Everything has to be planned out. It's incredibly stupid. It's a stupid fucking idea. Because now it takes all the fun out of everything. If you can't just walk into the Magic Kingdom and get on Space Mountain whenever you want, that takes
around.
Half the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reason. So the best laid plans.
That's why you guys are going here in a month.
That's why we're going in a month. Well, we're going on the cruise ship. That's a different story. We're going on the cruise ship, which we found to be just so much more pleasant.
I've heard those cruises are amazing.
They're amazing. And half the reason why is because you don't have to fucking stand in line for anything.
Yeah, they've got it contained.
Yeah, everybody's so pleasant. Yeah, it's just a little ship. You did whatever. Go to the restaurant, throw your kids overboard. Do whatever you want to do. Throw your kids overboard.
Dance with Mickey.
I was watching about another guy jumped off of Carnival Cruise Lines, but he did it as a joke, and they were filming it. Like his buddies were filming it, and he runs and he just jumps off the balcony and down into the water he goes. Well, of course they saved him.
Yeah.
Well, they were actually docked at this point.
Oh.
They planned it. Well,
they
no.
They were docked.
They were docked.
Okay.
No one from the cruise line was planning this. This was some dipshit 20-year-old.
Like a jackass situation.
Yeah. Like I was when I was 20 years old, full of testosterone, erect penis 24 hours a day, too much beer in you, you know, put a little of that wacky tobacco on the side, and you just decide to take a running jump off a 15-story cruise ship. And he hit the water like a fucking ton of bricks. Eesh, I know. And then they got the, you know, then the carnival's like, ah, oh, fuck this guy. Yeah. And they got to get on the boat and circle around him. And his friends are like, go, dude. Meanwhile, carnival's like, call the cops. These guys aren't getting back on the boat.
No.
That's the part you don't think all the way through.
You should have been on there with your cameras, running around with your cameras.
I should have been.
Cruise.
I wish I had my, you know, I'm taking my full camera getup when I go on the Disney cruise.
You should.
I got to take pictures for the kids when they grow up.
Meanwhile, Brian's sneaking around the boat at night.
It's the only time to get a good picture. It's in the middle
with
of the night.
Like five cameras.
I had my camera. I had my cell phone. I had a boom mic. I was running around doing a tribute to Walt Disney in the middle of the night.
Then they alert.
Hey, girls, you mind saying a little bit about Walt Disney? Come over here. I got a bunch of cameras. I'm taking. Mommy. No, I'm sorry. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm sorry. That sounded wrong. Disney security. Brian's on deck three. They like track everything you do. Brian's on deck three. Let's get there the children is. Out of the way. Get the children out of the way. Clear deck three of children.
You need to make yourself a pass, like a laminate that says like press pass.
Press pass.
Welcome to the Disney Dream. We hope you enjoy your experience. We'd now like to show you a photograph of a man we caution. Caution your children against talking to. He roams the Phantom of the Disney Dream.
Running around with a half mask taking pictures. I'm doing it for the children.
You've got the Mickey ears on.
I know. I'm doing it for the children. They say he comes out at night, takes pictures of the children. Oh, my God.
You must document
I hope
this
airs after I go on the Disney cruise. Some Disney employee is going to be like, check that guy. Check that guy's passport. Anyway, I don't know how we got way off topic, but that's how it always happens on the commercial break.
Yes.
But the line, I'm going to keep an eye on this. They say they're going to start construction next year. And they're also going to have a port where they're going to dock cruise ships and stuff like that. So it goes from the sea. They're going to build this big dock and the cruise ships are going to be able to go in the building and actually dock.
Wow.
How fucking amazing is all that?
Really
how
crazy.
Amazing is all that? I'd like to see this come to fruition.
I would too, just to see it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's good to see Saudi Arabia has a miserable track record on human rights.
Yes.
So I'm not supporting the Saudi Arabian government in any stretch of the imagination. I'm supporting the idea of the engineering, and I hope it comes to fruition, because also it's supposed to be super eco-friendly, like they're in, and to see the Saudi Arabians, who make all of their money off fossil fuels, you know,
true,
get behind something that's eco-friendly. God mm-hmm. bless. God bless this mess, as they would say.
That's right.
God bless this mess.
Those plaques that hang in people's homes.
Yeah, God bless this mess.
Wipe your paws.
Meanwhile, I have six of them right here in the studio. We have these things hanging all over my house. Chrissy.
Yes.
What Brian. Kind of weird stuff do you and Jeff get into in the bedroom? Brian. What? Brian? What do you mean? It's a commercial break. What do you mean, Brian? Do you guys like is there like a little dress up sometimes?
I've been known to dress up.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. See, that's I'm not asking for all the details. Yeah. I'm just asking for some. Yeah. You got to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're not getting another job after this, so fucking forget about it. It's not like you're losing the respect of anybody. Everybody also lost respect a long time ago.
That's true. I do like to dress up. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a little, you know, play a little tickle and tag, if you will.
Yeah, a little role play, maybe.
What the fuck is tickle
tag
and tag?
You're it. Tickle, tickle.
Tag, you're it. I touched you with my penis. Tag, you're it. So here's the reason why I ask. There are people who, you know, play a little dress, you know, a little whatever.
Yeah, a little role play.
Yeah, like the completely, like you think about it now and all of the things that you thought of as sexy dress up when we were like teenagers, cheerleader, schoolgirl,
yep,
teacher,
librarian.
It's all so fucked up when you think about it.
I know.
Cheerleader, really? I mean,
yeah.
Okay, but you think about that, and I think that's normal. I don't think that there's no fetishization about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of normal fantasy stuff, right? Oh, it's fun to dress up and, you know, play pretend.
Well, they have all those sexy Halloween costumes, I think is maybe where those come from.
But some people take it to the extreme.
Yes, they
and
do.
I mean the extreme. Like they live out their entire lives in kind of this sexualized fantasy world.
They never get out of the bedroom.
They never get out of the bedroom.
No, but I mean,
you have to go to the bathroom every once in a while. Show up at the doctor's appointment. No,
they never get out of the bedroom attire.
Well, they love dressing up. And the base of it may be around, you know, sexuality, and then they just take it to the nth degree.
Okay.
And I give you an example. People, man.
They're the worst.
People, they're the worst.
And the best.
We're the example of the worst. Yes. If you're listening to this in the future, and you wanted to, like, you found a long lost, you know, RSS feed of something 3,000 years from now, and you want to know what it was like back on Earth at this time, listen to an episode of The Commercial Break, and you'll figure out just how dumb and awful people are. That's Chrissy and I. And I thought that, I've seen a lot of content about this on the internet. So I was trolling on the internet.
As
I like to do, Chrissy. And I wanted to get a little idea of what it was like to live in this fantasy world almost 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Now, if you remember, in season two, we tried to
these people do not have a regular job either.
They do not have a regular job. Regular job is dressing up and walking around the house like something. And in this case, we're going to see a woman who dresses up like a cat. She believes she's a cat, but her husband and her like to do this together. Not dress up, but he likes to play the cat owner and she's the cat.
Oh, okay.
She'll like crawl up on the table. Yeah, meow. First of all, I'm allergic to cats, so this wouldn't be a cool one for me.
I just, you do?
Yes. It's not that I don't like cats. It's that they'll kill me. And so I tell them, I stay away. But this woman dresses up as a cat. You remember season two, we tried to do a couple of these about people who like to be full grown adults that like to be children.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah, but we just couldn't release that episode because after a while we were like, we are totally making fun of.
What have you found?
We didn't even get 15 seconds into that video and we were like, nah, this ain't Aaron. There's nothing about this that's Aaron.
Weird.
But I think this one, because it's a cat,
it
might be a young cat. But it's still a cat, nonetheless. It's a kitten. It's a meow meow. I'm not a cat. Okay, so I wanted to take a...
I forgot about that guy.
I know, dude. I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. I think I still have that somewhere. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah. I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat.
That was the best phone call ever. So here I'd like to present to you people that absolutely take the fantasy a little too far and end up living their lives as one of their fantasies.
Okay.
And it's a bit sexualized here. So, you know, put your mufflers on. You can only imagine. Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, you are the best part of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. And here we go. We're going to take a look at a lady dresses up like a cat if I can figure out how to work my own.
A cat wearing a plaid miniskirt, might I add.
Yeah. Plaid miniskirt, crop top, midriff crop top, and some very sexy leggings.
Uh-huh. And a
attractive
collar.
Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have always been different. I just always had a fascination with cats. People are like, oh, you're not really a cat. I'm like, I feel like I really am, though. I am a cat.
I've never had anything so much on the ticket.
I've never had a human cat before.
I've never had a human cat, but man, I'll tell you, the sex is great. That's the kind of pussy I can get behind. You know what I'm talking about, kids? That's low-hanging fruit jokes, in case anybody was wondering. By the way, what you're hearing here is you're hearing a lady who is dressed up like a cat, a very attractive young woman who's dressed up like a sexy cat. I guess that's the whole a sexy cat?
Sexy cat.
Sexy cat.
Yep.
Sexy cat. Hey girl. It's me, sexy cat. And then I'm assuming this is her older man boyfriend.
Right.
She looks about what? Early 20s?
Yes.
And he looks about
50s.
Brian's age? 50s.
not that you look at
a handsome 32-year-old.
He does.
Of dressing up in past relationships.
I get the negative stuff. It's just not accepted to a lot of people.
I think Rob and Kat as a couple.
And her name's Kat.
Her name's Kat. Come on, that's just way too convenient. That's clearly a nickname, right?
Rob and Kat.
I don't know.
Today we're going to actually try me licking into the bowl like a normal cat would. I'm really excited about it.
Okay, got some milk for you.
This guy's like, whatever you'd like.
Oh my God.
There's a bowl of milk.
Yeah.
What can I get you next?
I've set up a litter box in the laundry room.
Right.
Two scoop. I didn't spare any expense. I got two scoop kitty litter.
Fresh scoop. Crushed up.
What are those cat treats? I got you some catnip.
Yeah,
I got you some catnip. I'm going to spread it all over my midsection and we'll see what happens. So weird. It's weird, but I want to point out, I don't think anybody's hurting anybody here.
No,
whatever. God
each
bless
to
you.
Their own.
Yeah.
I will say that this guy looks like my neighbor. So,
oh, he does?
Just to the point that you never know what's going on behind
the You never
those
do.
Doors.
He could have some chick hanging out on the scratching post in his house. taking naps behind the toilet
in the sun.
Mainly my whole signature look is the cat eye, the black. It just started when I was in high school. I have always been different. I've always been into cats. I mean, that's where my name came from.
I want to point out something here. Just like I pointed out that everybody says they're a free spirit, you know, I'm kind of a free spirit. Everybody says, I've always been a little bit different. Of course you have. You're a human being. You're different than anybody else on earth. Everyone's always been a little bit different. That's nothing special about that.
Yeah, and I mean, I would guess that she continued on with this trend because in high school
she got a lot of attention.
She got a lot of attention. Yeah. And you should see this picture that she was like her high school
her high school yearbook looked like straight out of Hustler.
I did. Everybody really like, took to it.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes. I think this is getting her a lot of attention, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. And God bless. I mean, you know, we do the commercial break to get attention. It's a failed experiment.
It's not working.
Yeah, I know. No one talks back to us.
I was bullied a lot for wearing the ears and just being a nerd. So I kind of kept it a little bit hidden.
I'm kind of a geek myself.
Myself.
Don't say myself. I'm kind of a geek myself. As he's drawing dragon pictures
in his game room.
$30,000 MacBook.
Science fiction, fantasy, basic Doctor Strange. There's Doctor Strange.
Oh.
So here's some of my Jon Snow stuff.
Oh, he's going Game of Thrones?
Sometimes, so. An older version of Jon Snow. This one needs a little touch-up.
Wow.
I've never had anything.
Nothing sexier than a guy who likes to sew, Chrissy. Yeah. That's what I've always said.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm going to swing
Unless
in the other
you're a
direction.
Fashion designer.
I'm going to swing in the other direction. Yeah. The guy who likes to sew.
Yeah.
So much on the kitten side of dressing up in past relationships. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going first. Are you?
You go ahead.
No, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm Rob. I'm a retired Army colonel and
I did not see that coming. No.
I mean, I guess it takes all kinds. Like the Army is just like the rest of us. But yes, you usually think of people who's like get in the Army as either wayward children who needed a little direction, right? Or you think of them as complete straight-laced, like completely straight-laced. Now I know I'm making a very big generalization there, and I'm sure there's
rules
all kinds
and regulations.
Yeah, but when you're a colonel, I mean, wow.
Do various pursuits, including artwork and cosplay.
I'm Kat, and I'm a model.
Wow.
The struggle of being a cat girl is keeping your ears up perfectly.
The struggle of being a cat girl is keeping your fur clean. You know what I'm talking about? Keeping the fleas away, keeping your cat clean, keeping your litter box in tidy order. I just can't even imagine. And when we say this girl's dressed like a cat, I'm talking. It's a sexy kitten. It is a sexualized version of a cat. Number one.
It's a Halloween costume.
It's a Halloween costume that's ultra sexy. Number two, this girl is literally jumping up on top of tables and countertops. It's not like she's just walking around the house like a cat.
Yeah.
She is on top of things like a cat, licking milk from a bowl like a cat.
Right.
It's not just dress up for me. It's an everyday thing for me. When I first got into a pet play, I just felt a sense of home. It was just me. The tail is challenging.
I had to go get a PetSmart Perks card. I take myself to PetSmart on Saturdays and get groomed.
Okay.
What do you, She's not hurting anybody. Like, really, honestly, whatever. Cool.
No, whatever people are into. It's very interesting, though.
Listen, if some girl came up dressed like this to, you know, and I was single, I didn't have other obligations.
You would take a look.
I can honestly say I've never seen Astrid dressed as a cat.
Yeah.
We like to go My Little Pony, right? You know, that's our direction is My Little Ponies. But this is attractive, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, especially the heavier the tail, the more materials on the tail, the heavier it's going to be. I have my whole cat outfit on, so I'm ready for the day now.
Okay, now if you're going to dress like a fucking cat, then don't complain about how heavy your tail is. Don't give me no shit about, I got a lot of back pain because of my tail. It's not like you're carrying around triple D boobs. You put the fucking tail on yourself. It seems a little disingenuous. I'm sorry.
It was something new to me that Kat introduced me to. I was willing to be experimental and try new things. So
is that like their modeling photo?
That was funny,
there was like a bottle of Dom.
That's not a bottle of Dom. That's a bottle of Boone's Farm.
And he was reading a book and she was up on the table.
Look at that. That's a bottle of Boone's Farm. That's pink, pink champagne. Oh, but I do notice.
It's Voob.
Is that Voob?
Yeah.
No. It looks like blood orange wine or something. Right. Okay. But then they have, what are those things? What are they called? Macaroons?
Yes.
So to paint the picture for those of you that are listening, what it is she's on the table dressed like a cat. He's reading a book. This is like a completely like dolled up photograph, something you take at JC fucking Penny. And then there is a silver platter with macaroons and blood red champagne on the table. It's so weird.
And a white, crisp white t-shirt.
And those are their Christmas cards. That's a Christmas
yes,
card.
Exactly.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. I just got my flea shots.
You're experimental and try new things, so was willing to do that. Thought it was fun, especially the cuteness of the whole kitten thing.
Some of us have sirs or masters. Here's one of my leashes. My master bought this for me. It's kind of heavy, but I really, really like it.
The master side of it, I'm not as comfortable with. A more dominant role.
He's like...
yeah, right.
She's
got a gold leash.
Yeah, she
Can
does.
You imagine?
She likes it. One of her masters gave it to her.
I'm just not into that kind of, I know there's a lot of people who are, but yeah, I'm just not into that. I'm not into dragging around my wife with a leash around her neck. I mean, that just seems weird. But you know, I've seen videos of people who go out of the house like this.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh yeah, they're dragging their woman or whoever along on a leash outside of the house.
You saw it live in person?
No, I didn't see it live in person. I saw it live in person, I'd be a whole different human being. I wouldn't be doing the commercial break. I'd be following them around like a documentary movie maker. I'd make $1 million. No, but I've seen videos.
Sure.
One lady liked to dress like a horse. She actually put like horse feet on.
Clompers?
Yeah. She had horseshoes and she was like flopping around like, you know, clod hopping like a Clydesdale around this turd. Like going around. And there was a guy with a fucking leash.
Oh, wow.
He was dragging her around the store.
Oh, my God.
clean up aisle four. She had like one of those shit bags the horses have when they're riding around downtown. No, I'm kidding. That part didn't happen. It was weird enough before I added that.
I behave most of the time, so I don't need the leash a lot of the times, but it's also fun to just play around and have him hold the other end and pull on it when it's on my collar. But today,
usually put a cat on a leash?
No.
No. You don't put cats on leashes.
You can. Rachel did with one of hers, but...
Yeah, but Rachel's... Rachel's...
She's very persuasive.
She's, she's always been kind of different.
You try me looking into the bowl like a normal cat would. We are always open to trying new things. I'm really excited about doing this because that's another part of the whole, like, regular, like, kitten stuff. Being on a table and just licking through it, I just think that it's fun.
Okay, got some milk for you. I'm going to feed you some pastry.
pastry? What cat is eating pastry? Let me feed you some pastry.
Macaroons and pastries.
Come here, Tootsies. Come here, Tootsies. I got some French silk pie for you. It's so stupid. First of all, you're not supposed to give cats milk. Second of all, don't feed them pastries.
Yeah.
He's totally not into this, by the way.
No,
he's just happy he's got a girlfriend 26 years younger than
like
he
that.
Is. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's totally not into this. Yeah. He's like, oh, this is kind of weird. Can we
whatever
just like
she wants?
Yeah. Can we go to my dad's house not dressed up like a cat? Do you think that's okay? How many times do you think this girl's been introduced to his parents?
Zero.
Being so shy.
Oh, she's licking out of a bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, she looks good on the table. Oh, that's real cute.
Oh, yeah.
Real cute.
My life is ruined once this documentary comes out. Wait. I used to be a colonel in the army.
It is on BTV, so I don't know where.
Well, I mean, BTV is spread out throughout the world. It's currently playing in all the cat houses. You know when you go...
I'm surprised this is not on TLC.
You know when you drop your dog off at the boarding place and they got the, you know, the $3,000 townhomes they can stay in with, you know, multiple floors and fine dining and all this other stuff. They put a TV in the corner so the dogs can watch TV. Yep. That's where BTV shows. What the fuck is BTV?
I don't know.
By the way, I'm using their video, but I don't have any idea where they're from.
Being a cat, I like doing this kind of stuff. It's fun for me.
Like, this is not surprising to you here?
I don't know. I'm kind of old, so I've seen a lot of things in my life. As a geeky person, you're always doing things that other people look at strangely.
Getting into the mindset of being a kitten is just me being myself, in a way. But
she's
getting
in
to
a
play.
Box. She's
oh my
coming
gosh,
out of the
she's
box.
In a
cats
box.
Do love
oh,
boxes.
They do love boxes. And the empty toilet paper rolls, and, you know, they like to they like to walk on your counter around food. This... I mean, God bless her. She's not hurting anybody. So I want everyone to know that when Chrissy and I have fun with this stuff, it's not like I'm
We're
condemning
totally
it. Yeah, I'm not condemning it. I support it 100%. It's just out of my particular realm of, there's lots of stuff that's out of my realm too. I don't collect Pokemon cards either, but you know, whatever. God bless you if you're not hurting yourself. Maybe I should be collecting Pokemon
Maybe
cards. They actually make money, like unlike this stupid fucking show here. But here's... I think he's not into this.
No.
I think he's not into this. He seems really reserved about this whole thing.
Yeah, he was more into the stuff where people go to like the conventions, you know.
Yeah,
he
like the normal weirdness.
The normal weirdness.
The normal weirdness, not the extra weirdness. Yeah. The people who do this on weekends, but then, you know, mow their lawn and pay their taxes. And, you know. And then there's a whole other subset of people that they showed up like this because that's how they live their life.
Right.
Right? And she's one of those. Mm-hmm. I think he's more into the young,
hot girlfriend.
Yeah,
of course he is. If she was old and ugly,
yeah. If she was 57,
he would
285 pounds.
He would not be into it.
Rolling around the floor. Hey,
scratch my back.
Yeah.
Hey Jim, it's me, Cat. Come on over. I'm gonna pick up a
triple stack burrito from Taco Bell. I'm going to come over and eat it off your floor. Get that letterbox ready. I got to take a triple layer cat dump. You got any of that menopause medication?
Feed it to me with a piece of cheese.
Feed it to me with a piece of cheese and a bowl. I'd get up on the counter, but I can't. I'm just going to roll around on the floor. Scratch my belly.
Yeah. No, he would not be into it the same way.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hey, do you think we could get it on tonight?
Ah! I think I'll just take a nap and lick my own vagina. I need to clean myself. Takes a long time to get under all these rolls.
Yeah, oh, it's totally God. Different than she's young and hot.
Yeah.
Normal.
I don't know what normal is, you know. I don't know what normal is anymore, you know, and I think it's
I've totally
not.
Lost oh, yeah. reality. I'm totally detached yeah. myself.
I'm detached reality. From this universe. Yeah, he's like, oh, I wish we could do something normal. Oh, she's yeah. like, I don't know what normal know. Is. Yeah, good luck to you, yeah. sir. how much you want to make a bet? These guys didn't last. They broke up before the documentary aired.
Yeah. I mean, this has got 3 months max.
This had a fuse, and it's yes. and it's currently exploding on TV. Because he realized probably the day before the document when he had to sign the documentation, yeah. mm-hmm. he probably realized that this is the end of any normal life that I have. If everybody finds out what we're doing behind closed doors, I mean, it's hard enough to get her out of the house, not dressed like a cat. And now she's just like, it's over. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the age gap too. Yeah. That's a problem. You know, just not only it's like, okay, well, not only you're doing all this, but yet, you know, you're with someone that's like way older than you.
Most of my friends are supportive. Maybe a few don't understand.
She's sitting on the table like a cat,
they're
and he's got his
normal conversation.
Coffee and donuts, yeah. dressed in a jacket and a button-up shirt.
He's trying to have a normal conversation, and she is on the table with her arm.
I'm crying. This is so funny. Yeah,
just like tell me more.
Let me as a guy
tell
who has
me more Rob.
Yeah, I just tell me more Rob. Old man. you're already embarrassing me enough with your age. Let me give you a little piece of advice. A little piece of advice from Uncle Brian. When you get with when you're together with a younger woman, man, whatever it is, you know, whatever your
cat,
cat, hamster, dog, whatever your person is dressing up as. When you get together with someone that's got a number of years age difference. When you are already talking about the age difference, it is over. It is over yeah. if you're talking about the age difference.
Yeah, because normally it's like, oh, age doesn't matter. It's just a number. We're connected. We're so connected.
Astrid and I have years between
yes,
it. You and Jeff have a few years between you. Not as much as Astrid and I, but, you know.
We're almost 10.
Astrid also doesn't dress like a cat, but that's a whole different story
Jeff
altogether.
Jeff does. Yeah.
I can see Jeff. Meow, meow. Come to Meow Meow Memphis Fest. Meow Meow. Meow Meow Panic. Meow Meow. Meow Meow Chuck Lavelle. Meow Meow. But when you, in my experience, when you start talking about the age difference, it's over
yeah.
because now you're identifying a problem that you will never be able to change. Astrid
right.
and I have never once talked about our age difference. I mean, we've obviously had conversation about it,
yeah,
but never in
either.
A problematic no. sense. Never.
No.
So the fact that she's bringing this up on TV in front of a camera crew that does not know these people means that she's already done with the relationship. Mm-hmm. She's already identified a problem that
she's
she will never get
over. She's identified a new master.
Yeah.
She wants to run to his house, yes. run away to his
and
house.
And an old boy here doesn't want to run her around on a leash because that's fucked up for a 58-year-old man. To be doing at the office. Hey, it's bring your pet to work day. I brought my girlfriend. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you have an odd impression, I don't think about it too much, and I think Kat thinks about it more.
It's hard.
It's hard, but I've resigned myself.
I've resigned myself to be with a man 60 years my senior. I guess.
I can't make money.
I guess.
I mean, I guess you could make money on like.
He'll die before I do, models. And the insurance money will be mine. I guess that's what I have to look forward to. He lets me live in his house, and what can a cat do? If you don't like who you're with, what can a cat do? I guess I could run away to the backyard and chase mice. I could live in a cat community in the sewers.
Yeah, no, she likes the comfortableness of the house.
Memories like the water that I hide. What? It's from Cats the Musical. Cats the Musical.
Okay.
I think.
No matter if people are going to be accepting of this lifestyle or not.
Vanessa.
Oh, here comes Vanessa.
Vanessa, who's Rob's friend.
Oh, yeah, that's Rob's friend. You know
she's
Vanessa.
She's about to be like,
yeah. Oh, she's been doing it for months. If yeah, this is his
she got him on the show.
Yeah, she got him on the show. She said,
like, look how dumb you look.
I need to break you two up. Yeah.
When we see this. You're going to see how weird it looks.
I want you to see how stupid you look.
Exactly. It needs to be filmed.
Yeah. You're 58, and you've got a 21-year-old girlfriend running around your house, jumping on countertops and taking a shit in a litter box. It's weird, Rob. It's weird. I know.
Put down the leash.
Yeah, I get it. You're lonely. You want a girlfriend. Let's get on Match.com. Seeking arrangements, Rob.
You have more supportive people, I think, in your corner than I do mine. I think I get more judgment.
Vanessa.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Yep.
Okay, now in she's walks like Vanessa, their
cats,
friend.
Cat mugs.
I know. No, I love it.
When no, I love it. I love
a
it.
A mug
I
is okay.
Hate you too, yeah.
A mug is okay.
Mug is okay. Girlfriend? Not really. You want to put a cat on a mug? That's fine. You want to put a cat on a girlfriend? Not really. You basically have a wayward teenager dressing like a cat right. in your house, Rob.
So is she going to have a talk?
That's right. Oh, they're going to have a talk. Uh-oh.
Were you wearing cat ears that day? I knew that Rob was into cosplay, and I see a lot of your pictures on Instagram with him, and I just, you know, figure, oh, it's part of the cosplay, but now I find out that it's called pet play, mm-hmm. is what it's called. The ears and the tail and the persona that cat does is actually a 24/7 pet play. So you guys met, and then started hanging out.
So she's trying to tiptoe around this. She's like, so you guys met... And then all of this is really
out.
Fucked up.
Started hanging out, yeah. And you never changed from being a cat.
So you guys met. All of this is really fucked up, and no one approves of it. Okay, no, I just want to, I'm just trying to understand the whole dynamic here. So you have another place to go when he breaks up with you? I'm just trying to figure all of it out.
Right.
You have your own job and stuff? No? Okay.
Dating, blah, blah, blah. So was there like a conversation of like, hey, I do pet play?
I kind of knew a little bit about that.
You knew a little bit about it.
I think people, when they see me, it's like, oh, she's just doing this because,
right.
you know, for attention. Mm-hmm. Or she's just, you know, especially when holidays come out, they're like, oh, she's doing it for that. And I'm like,
It's more of a February thing.
It's less of an October, more of a January through December yes. type thing. You guys had a conversation. No, we didn't talk about it. No, she showed up to my house as a cat.
Getting to
I
talk
thought this
to
was
her
for one
helped
night.
Me understand
Vanessa.
Why this yeah. is part of her identity. And I really don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
People can be what they want to be, I think, in general. And I'm very accepting of that. And that's, I think, probably why we get along so well, too. I think people
oh.
should be...
Okay. All right.
Unashamed and unafraid to explore what they want to explore.
Oh my god, he's dressed as Negan from Walking Dead.
Play, that's funny.
When Rob met Kat and found out about the pet play, he embraced that. And I feel like even if Rob wasn't into cosplay, he still would have embraced that.
Yes,
he would. She's super hot.
At the time, right now in the video, it's showing her
crawling all over
all
him.
Over him, yeah. like sexually. And so he's
when,
like, Vanessa's like, so
yeah.
even if he wasn't into cosplay, he would be into her.
When Rob found out she was a super hot girl, he was blinded by everything else. When Rob decided, this is the best it's going to get in my old life. I mean, amen, Rob. Amen, brother.
There you go.
March on, Rob. Enjoy March on.
Enjoy it.
I grew up and I had to pretend to be normal, you know, and not be the cat person. But now it's I get to be myself. I get to express myself. You know, I am a kitten.
Aww.
I get to.
Oh, and for that, we applaud you. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. If this is really how you want to live your life, you're not hurting anybody.
No.
I mean, do you have a job is my question. Like, I mean.
Well, she was a model.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a job.
If I want to climb on something, I can. If I want to drink out of a bowl, I can. If I want to wear a collar, if I want to wear my ears, I can do it. I don't have anybody stopping me saying, okay, well, you need to be normal. No, I can just be myself. I'm with this
Jesus,
person who
this is like a porn movie. She's like crawling all over him like a like a stripper on
yes.
rent day.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I am, and it's just sometimes it gets overwhelming because you're so supportive and everything, and I've never had anybody so supportive, so I'm like, just stop it. You gotta make me start crying. Please don't do that.
Give me a kiss.
Do I think that people should explore pet play? I think so. I think that it's fun.
She got me to try it out.
Well, God bless these two.
There's
I mean,
something there's something for everyone.
There's something for
somebody
everybody.
For everybody.
I highly doubt they made it past this video,
yes.
But you know what? That's for many different reasons having nothing to do with the cosplay. It has, or the pet play, excuse
pet
me,
play.
Has everything to do with the fact that she's already bothered by the age difference, and he's already bothered by the fact that there's a cat on his
and
kitchen
Vanessa
table. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean. Listen, I don't have any problem with this.
I don't either.
If one of my kids came home and said I want to dress like a cat, I'd say fine, but you're paying for your own car. I mean, like, not because of the cat, but because you have to pay for your own car. That's all I give a shit about. Be responsible, be a good human being, and fuck the rest.
That's right. Be yourself.
Yeah,
be who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen.
All
you
right,
know,
cats and kittens.
All right, cats and kittens. That's what I say every show. I love that saying.
I
and so,
too.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. I put two and two together. A lot of people, like, they start to read into stuff that I say on the show. Do you know this?
No.
It's kind of weird because we'll get text messages sometimes and they'll be like, oh, I, you know, the... Some person said that there was a story about an alien craft that was going to come close to Earth, or they found an alien signal.
Yeah.
And then you guys had the aliens thing on. Are you giving like a subtle hint? And I'm like,
we
no.
are.
Yeah.
Yes.
That fucking QAnon. It's the commercial break. Trust me, there's not a lot of thought that goes into
no,
this.
We're fly
show.
By the night. We're, yeah. By the seat of our pants.
I get 2 hours of sleep.
By the seat of our
tails. Yes. By the tail of our seats, by the seat of our tails, whatever you call it. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video right there from one convenient location, TCBpodcast.com. While you're there, click on the Contact Us button. Send us an email. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We love to hear it. We take it all. And, you know, we'll throw the concerns in the trash, but the rest we'll respond to. I promise we will. And just like all of our other lovely friends like Suck Monkey, if you'd like to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, who knows? Maybe every once in a blue moon we'll read them. I don't want to be that show that reads reviews
every
day.
But
I agree. Sometimes we have to give back to the people. We are a show of the people.
We are a show of the people.
Or the person, depending on what day.
the person. Or the cat.
Yeah, the cat. Meow, meow, chuckle of owl, meow, meow. I can see Jeff. Remember Mr. Rogers? He had that hand puppet,
yes,
the cat.
Hand
in
puppet.
It. Meow, meow, chuckle of owl, meow, meow.
It was a cat.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, 661-237-8296, 661-BEST-TO. Please text us, send us a voicemail, and make sure you check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes a couple days after they air. Clips every single day of the week. Okay, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do.
I think so.
I'm all full up with cat ideas.
I think so, Brian.
All right, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye. Bye.